Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to continue on with this series about typology. These pictures, these things in the Old Testament, these instances where we see a picture or a type of Christ. Today we're going to see a type of the Holy Spirit as well. These things that point forward towards Christ, the things of Christ, future events, prophecy. And so with that, let's just go ahead and jump right in. Samson. Now, this one's an odd one. I didn't see this one coming. But through Samson's sacrificial death, through his death, he really took down the house. And he defeated the enemies of God. Something that, well, really, he should have been doing earlier. But whatever the case, Delilah duped him. And here he is, without his eyeballs. And he takes down the house. He pushes on those pillars. He prays to God. And that whole house comes down, killing thousands of Philistines. Well, through Christ's sacrificial death, he destroys the enemies of God and births his church. David. Now, David, he's an interesting character. Jesus Christ is called David in the book of Ezekiel. Now, King David, where was he born? He was born in Bethlehem. So was Jesus. David was a shepherd who eventually became a king. Now, Jesus, he is often called the Good Shepherd and the King of Kings. And if you look at the life of David and the life of Jesus, there's some interesting kind of humorous parallels. David, he had this small group of men who would follow him around, and they would be with him in his trials and tribulations, his sufferings. Now, Jesus, he also, too, had a small band of men who followed him around during his ministry. Now, David and his men, now this is actually pointed out in the Gospels. David and his men, they went and, they ate the showbread in the tabernacle. Well, Jesus and his small group of men, it's pointed out in the Gospels that there's a parallel between that and Jesus when him and his disciples ate the grains in the field on the Sabbath. Now, David, when he was betrayed, the one who betrayed him, when it was uncovered, when it was found out, went and hung himself. Jesus, when he was betrayed and his plot was uncovered, Judas, he went and hung himself. David, interestingly enough, he crossed over the brook Kidron when he was betrayed by Ahithophel. Jesus crosses over the brook of Kidron when he was betrayed by Judas. Just kind of interesting stuff. Solomon was a type of Christ in the sense that he was a king of peace. Jesus, again, was the king of peace. Solomon was said to be wiser than all the men who had ever lived. Jesus is said to be the wisdom of God. The Queen of Sheba, she travels across she travels far distances to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Jesus, Gentiles come from the ends of the earth to hear the words of a greater Solomon. Elijah. Elijah was a man who, in many respects, was a man of sorrows. He traveled around teaching and preaching to people to repent. He taught repentance. And the current king of Israel despised him, yet he feared him. Likewise, Jesus, a man of sorrows, preaching righteousness, cruising around the land and teaching and preaching righteousness. King Herod despised him, and yet King Herod feared him. Jonah. Jonah was a type of Christ. He's pointed out in the New Testament by Jesus himself. Jonah was in the belly of the whale, or the fish. We're not really sure. It was a fish. For 3 days and three nights, typifying the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he was spit up on the beach, right? Which it's kind of like resurrection, I suppose. And he goes to the Gentiles to preach this, this message of coming judgment, of wrath, and the need for repentance. And these Gentiles do repent and are thus saved from the wrath of God. And it goes on and on and on. There are so many examples throughout the Old Testament. And really, there is so much more. In fact, I plan on doing a short series talking about the Old Testament sacrifices and how they were fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that would be a good addition to this short little two-part series. There's so much there. And again, friends, if you want to listen to my series on the feasts, that also talks about many of the types and shadows, that typology that you find in the Old Testament, and how Christ fits in as a fulfillment of many aspects of these feasts. Here's something else that's pretty fascinating. Eliezer, he's the servant of Abraham. And there's this interesting story where Abraham commands his servant, Eliezer, to go out and find a bride for his son Isaac. All right, check this out. This is just awesome. Okay, so Abraham, being a type of the father, I mentioned that earlier, okay? And he sends out Eliezer, who is a type of the Holy Spirit, to go and get a bride, a Gentile bride, for the bride being us, for his son Isaac. Isaac being the type of Christ, remember earlier, where Isaac is offered up, or well, in that imagery, is going to be offered up as a sacrifice. All right, so here we have Eliezer, this type of the Holy Spirit, sent out to gather a bride for the master's son. All right, and this Eliezer, oh yeah, by the way, I should have mentioned, this particular story happens after the offering of Isaac. All right, so it fits. And so Eliezer, the type of the Holy Spirit, he's sent out. He doesn't speak about himself. He only wants to speak about his master's son, okay? And he's urgent in this mission. As you read the story, he has no time to visit. He has no time for pleasantries. He is all about his master's mission. When he finds Rebecca, he gives her gifts. interesting. And when she's ready, he takes her back to be with the son. All right? Interesting. When we, eventually, this bride of Christ, this church, when the time is right for the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Holy Spirit will take us to be with the son. Awesome. Interesting, too, is that Eliezer pleads with her to separate herself from her kinsfolk, okay, from her family, from her friends. Now, the Holy Spirit calls us not to actually leave our family and friends, but to come out of the world. Come out and be ye separate. We are to separate ourselves from the things of the world. Again, we don't, there's only so far this typology goes. We're not supposed to ditch our family and friends like Jehovah's Witnesses might do. But we are to separate ourselves from the things of the world. And as Eliezer is taking Rebecca to the son who is offered as a sacrifice, he's teaching her. He's telling her about this son. And as we are growing in Christ, the Holy Spirit is leading us closer and closer to a relationship with the Son as we learn about Him through His Word. And as the Holy Spirit takes us through the Word and illuminates different parts of God's Word, and we're learning more and more about Christ and what He wants from us, and how we too can please the Son. Guys, that is awesome. I just love that. All right. So that, you know, okay, I could probably go farther with this whole concept of typology. And, well, I will when I get into the sacrifices of the Old Testament and how they point towards Christ. That's going to be fun, too. Also, again, it's not, I'm not going to go down some road of legalism. I have so many listeners who have been asking me about the Hebrew roots / messianic movement. Because, you know, there's a couple of things that I teach along the way that perhaps, well, would be claimed by those camps. One of these days, I'm going to do a series on some of the pitfalls of these Hebrew roots / messianic churches. There's so many of them, and they are so wide and varied in how they take their doctrines. They tend to fall into legalism, and I don't want anything to do with that. Anyway, I'm going to stop right there. Friends, if you would like to help out Youth Apologetics Training, if you'd like to make a donation, you can send donations to P.O. Box 2392 Loveland. That's one word, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. Make those checks out to Michael Bohm, only because at this point I am not a 501c3, and I probably will never be one. And so cashing a check that says Youth Apologetics Training, the bank kind of lifts an eyebrow at me and says, that's not your name. And so anyway, it is what it is. I do appreciate it when you guys send donations. Thank you so much. That helps me cover my costs. And so with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.